From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, March 15th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
After a disastrous Wednesday, the Indian stock market recovered on Thursday. Both Nifty and Sensex increased by just about 0.5%, making some progress to undo the damage done by the mass selling in small-cap stocks. Real estate companies HUDCO and IRB both hit upper circuit, while Adani Green Energy and Ease My Trip were the other big gainers of the day. On the other hand, Tata Investments and Prestige Estates lost nearly 5% each. Bitcoins, the most well-known cryptocurrency, hit another record high. A single Bitcoin now costs 60 lakh rupees, or more than $73,000. But Indians aren't profiting along with the rest of the world. Skepticism remains high among Indian investors, while those in the West are cashing in on this bull run. Shovik Das, Mint's tech correspondent, takes a deep dive into this fascinating world of cryptocurrency and why the craze isn't rampant in India. Paytm has had a rough few months. After a sudden decision by the Reserve Bank of India, its payments arms was effectively dead. As a result, the company's stock price had also fallen by more than 45% so far this year. But outside of vague statements on the lack of regulatory compliances, we don't really know why this happened. That is, until now. Mint's banking editor Shayan Ghosh writes a detailed and incisive story on Paytm and its battle with the RBI, which had begun even before the bank officially opened in 2016. If you want to know the inside story of this eight-year-long tussle, read the story. You may have not heard of the Future Group, but you're surely familiar with its logo, an orange bird fluttering in the corner of some stores. You definitely would have seen this logo, which was present at stores like Big Bazaar, Brand Factory, and Central Malls. Future Group, founded by Kishore Biyani, has been riddled with debt. Future had decided to sell its retail arm to Reliance, but the deal was called out. However, the Biyanis aren't done with this segment just yet. Kishore's daughters, Avni and Ashni, have big plans. The sisters launched a gourmet food platform named Food Stories, aimed at the premium segment, writes Mint's consumer goods reporter Sunira Tandon. The duo believes that there is a demand in the market for specialized food and wellness products. But can it sustain better than the Biyani's previous attempts in retail? How often do you pay your insurance premium? Monthly, quarterly, half-yearly, or annually? While having to make that decision, you also need to decide whether the payments will be regular or limited in nature. If you take the latter option, insurers allow you to limit your payments to the first few years in case of very long cover periods, say 30 or 40 years. Mint Money's Aparajita Sharma does a side-by-side comparison on these two models and concludes that the regular pay option works out better financially for a policyholder. Last year, there was a lot of talk about a funding winter. Startups were in a rut and unstable to raise funds from VC and PE firms. But it's a new year and a new season. Those days may be finally behind us. Mint startup correspondent Priyam Vada C writes about how mid-sized startups are in the process of raising funds this year at higher valuations. There were a host of reasons why companies were unable to raise money last year. Some of these concerns have now eased, executives across investing told Priyam Vada. This might not result in a flurry of high-value deals like we saw in 2021. But the funding winter has definitely thawed a bit. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us your feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.